The Section 122 tariff story hit the statutory limit Thursday, the 10% global import surcharge that had been applied under emergency authority expired after 150 days, potentially cutting the average effective U.S. tariff rate nearly in half overnight. Sounds dramatic, but the operative word is potentially, because the administration simultaneously activated new tariffs on 60 nations that took effect Friday.
And those replacement tariffs, according to a fiscal watchdog analysis, cover less than 60% of the revenue the Section 122 surcharge was generating, leaving an $825 billion gap over the next decade. That's the trade-off the administration has made. More targeted tariffs on specific countries and industries, which are easier to use as negotiating leverage, in exchange for less total revenue and more complex administration.
The Mexico angle adds an unexpected dimension. Trump threatened new tariffs on Mexico specifically over the lettuce outbreak, framing a food safety and public health issue as a trade dispute. Mexico is the primary source of winter lettuce in the U.S. market, and threatening tariffs in response to a cyclospora outbreak is an unusual escalation of a public health response into trade policy. The renewals of Canada warnings follow the same pattern from earlier this year.
Kuwait signing a $16 billion pipeline deal with Blackstone, KKR, and Brookfield is the kind of Gulf infrastructure story that doesn't get enough attention. Kuwait is diversifying its energy infrastructure investment, and the choice of three major American private equity and asset management firms rather than, say, Chinese infrastructure funds is geopolitically significant. The Gulf states have been careful about which external partners they rely on for critical infrastructure, and this deal reinforces the American investment position in the region, even as U.S.-Iran tensions create regional uncertainty.
Let me add some context here that's worth understanding as these big infrastructure deals become more common, and this connects to the antitrust questions that come up whenever you see three major financial firms co-investing in a single asset. Under the Sherman Act, which is the foundational U.S. antitrust law passed in 1890, the legal definition of a monopoly isn't simply a company with a large market share. The law requires demonstrating both market power and anti-competitive conduct, having power in a market and using it in ways that harm competition. Market share alone isn't enough. If a company gets large through genuinely superior products or services, that's not a Sherman Act violation, even if competitors suffer. What the law targets is exclusionary behavior, predatory pricing, exclusive dealing arrangements, or mergers that substantially lessen competition. So, when you see Blackstone, KKR, and Brookfield co-investing in a Kuwaiti pipeline together, antitrust scrutiny would ask, does this joint investment give them coordinated market power over a relevant market? In global infrastructure, where the market is geographic and asset-specific, that analysis gets complicated fast. It's a reminder that antitrust law is far more nuanced than the popular shorthand of big company equals monopoly.
Tesla's $1.95 billion AI hardware acquisition is one of the more mysterious corporate deals in recent memory. The Q2 filing confirms the deal closed, confirms the amount, and confirms that most of the payout is tied to milestones Tesla itself describes as improbable. They still haven't named the target. That's extraordinary. A $2 billion acquisition with undisclosed counterparty in a public company's SEC filing raises real questions about disclosure requirements.
Goldman Sachs reporting that hedge funds did a record tech sell-off this week while simultaneously remaining bullish on AI is a sophisticated institutional signal. Selling tech broadly while staying long on AI specifically suggests the smart money is making a distinction between AI as a transformative technology worth owning and the current valuations of legacy tech companies that are AI adjacent but not AI native. That's a more nuanced position than the simple tech is overvalued narrative.
And Verizon landing a $1 billion plus dark fiber deal with Google, with CEO Dan Schulman indicating more hyperscaler deals are coming, tells you that the physical infrastructure layer of AI, the fiber, the data centers, the power connections, is where traditional telecom is finding its second act. Verizon's core wireless business has been under pressure for years. Dark fiber for hyperscalers may be the growth engine the company has been looking for.